A big, shiny new to the city fire truck will be rolling into Greenwood thanks to efforts by city administration, Canadian and American procurement agents to replace a beloved, but past its useful life pumper truck. We're thrilled to announce that the mayor and council have approved the purchase of a new fire truck, a 2018 Sutphin International Commercial Pumper with a 1,200-gallon water holding capacity, stated an announcement on the City of Greenwood's Facebook page. This pumper will be the new primary fire engine and will replace the aptly named and well-known Big Green Monster 1980 International Engine 342 that's served the community for decades. This newer truck will help the city boost its emergency response for the City of Greenwood and surrounding area, especially with wildland and structural fire concerns brought up many times by residents, regional, municipal, and provincial entities. The need for a new pumper has been an ongoing concern in Greenwood. With the cost of brand new trucks being prohibitive, the search has focused on a used truck that is close to specifications, as well as within budget and has a long life. Saudine Trumbly explained at the July 14th regular City of Greenwood Council meeting that city staff had been given the go-ahead to look for a new truck earlier in the year. Using Canoe Procurement Group of Canada, a supplier network made specifically for the public sector, city staff set out to look for the best model available. Two potential engines were found, a 2013 Smeal Spartan Rescue Pumper, and a 2012 Command Power Pumper. However, the 2018 Sutphin came available. Based on current BC fire protection standards, this new pumper has a working life of 23 years. Trucks must have a working life of 20 years, explained Trumbly, with 2 5-year renewals after that. I'm putting these out to recommend, but this came our way as an amazing deal, he said. This just came up and these trucks move quick, so I wanted to get on this one, fast. As a commercial-grade truck, it's also one tier higher than the other two available trucks, with a bigger frame and overall bigger vehicle. It also has a 1,200-gallon water tank and 50-gallon foam tank. The price tag is $365,000 USD. The other two were also in the mid to high $300,000 range, but shorter lifespans. A 2017 Pierce Sabre pumper was also available and similar to the Sutphin, but the asking price was $425,000 USD. It also only had a 500-gallon capacity, which Greenwood Volunteer Fire Department needs a minimum of 1,000 gallons. The original funding the city had for this purchase was around $400,000. After exchange and fees, they are looking at around $500,000 to $510,000 for this truck, said CFO James Sexton. The city already had two grant funds they were going to use to purchase the truck, combining $420,000. While they could consider using some reserves to make it up, Sexton reported the city received an additional $365,000 from the Small Community Fund. Rather than wait for the next council meeting, why not have a discussion about if this is a good fit, he said. We are 80% of the way there, why not use an additional $100,000 of new funding that came in for 2025 and apply that to the purchase of this truck? He added, in the long run, it will cost less for the newer truck over the next 8 years, than go with an older model. Getting approval now is also crucial as it will cost more if they wait. There are two trucks that need replacing as well, but buying an older truck would run the risk of it needing replacing at the same time as an existing truck in the Greenwood fleet, costing more to replace both at the same time instead of replacing one at a time. From an asset management standpoint, Trumbly added, purchasing the new truck now allows the current city administration to build a reserve fund over the next 10 years to replace the other truck, easing the financial burden. Once we have to replace that other truck, the newer truck will still have 13 years of service life left, he said. We have a longer time to build the reserve for that, and we've created a reasonable cycle for the city to replace trucks. If you put in $20,000 to $30,000 a year, you can build about 80% to replace that truck. Councillor CJ Rhodes asked how they would get the truck to Greenwood, which is in the U.S. The city will fly two Greenwood firefighters to drive it back. The model they are purchasing is 2,300 miles, 3,701 kilometers, south. When the pumper is going to arrive hasn't been announced.